All right, so let's move on to item six, which is consideration and taking possible action to amend the interest crediting and excess earnings policy. And Gail, let me turn to you just to make sure I know who I'm to call on.
So in the board materials is a draft revision of a interest crediting and excess earnings policy. There is some cleanup language included, mainly it actually indicating pursuant to Government Code Section 31591 about how interest is to be credited semi-annually on June 30th and December 31st for all contributions in the fund that have been on deposit for 6 months immediately prior to that date. So it was just adding some additional language in here. We also have some definitions of reserves and discussing what, you know, AVA and MVA, actuarial value of assets, market value of assets. There's some different definitions that were included for clarity. One thing I did want to mention is that the reserves shown in this policy, if you're curious at any time what those balances are, they are included in the comprehensive annual financial report. So with that, I'll take any questions from the board.
Questions for Gail.
Gail, this is Rusty. On the first page there, under a governing law, the section governing law, the second paragraph, you inserted in towards the end of the sentence of retirement, board of retirement. And just preceding that, you mentioned the board. Are these boards the same board of retirement? Or is the first board something else? I would assume it's the board of retirement, but I was a little confused on the insert. If you meant to put that in there to clarify.
Yeah.
And again, I assume the board of supervisors, they don't have to approve this, do they?
No.
Okay.
No, they do not.
I don't know if it's necessary to put the board of retirement in both places, or if it's just understood the board is always the board of retirement when spoken to in the policy. But you had inserted of retirement in the second, and I just wanted to understand why.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we're okay in taking out the of retirement if the board so chooses.
Dale, you might consider adding board to definitions.
Yeah.
But I see it's not there, so.
Okay.
Spoken like a true lawyer, John. That's exactly what we would do. Move it to
an old pension guy.
Any other comments or questions for Gail on the interest crediting and excess earnings policy?
Yes. Gail, can you give me an example of excess earnings?
An example of excess earnings? Well, the policy covers what excess earnings are. I'm not sure. And actually, Paul's on the line. Paul, maybe you could provide a bit of color, a colorful example of excess earnings.
Certainly. This is Paul Anzo with Siegel. I don't know if I can give you an example, but I can just to describe how it works. And if you look in the definition of excess earnings, which is on page 5 of the policy, it says excess earnings is any available earnings remaining after the steps outlined in the interest and crediting policy have been completed. And available earnings is basically your earnings during the period on a smooth basis, plus whatever you have already set aside in contingency reserve. So it's an iterative every 6 months. You determine how much earnings is available to credit interest on the reserves. You go through the step-by-step process that's detailed in the policy here. And when you get to the end of that process, you either have some available earnings left over or you don't. And if you do, what that means is that during that six-month period, you earned more than half of the annual assumed interest. So it's really any time that the rate of earnings during a six-month period is higher than the assumption in the valuation. Now, what you do with that is then what's really, we have an interest crediting policy and an excess earnings policy. It's really now one policy. But the interest crediting policy determines whether you have excess earnings in a period. And then the excess earnings policy determines what you do with it. And this is where I think there's a list of things that can possibly be done with excess earnings once you get to.
It actually appears on page 2, section.
Yes, on page 2. F. So yeah, so if you have under item 6F under page 2, it says considering discretionary uses of any remaining available earnings. You could put quotes around remaining available earnings. That's excess earnings. At least at this point in that particular period. So excess earnings is what's left over, is the amount of available earnings left over after you credit interest on everything for a 6-month period. That's a short version.
Perfect.
Good.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that.
Any other questions or comments on the item for Paul or Andy or Gail? Or Henry. Henry's with us, by the way. I didn't mention Henry earlier, but Henry is also participating in this item as well as the prayer.
It may be in follow-up to David's question just a moment ago. Has the board actually, I'm not recalling our dealing with we have excess earnings, what should we do with it? Have we ever done that?
Yeah.
That.
It goes way back.
It hasn't been a recent discussion because there hasn't been excess, what you define excess earnings. And it's going to be a bit of time before there is that discussion, I would assume. It hasn't occurred, I know, at least in the last 7 years.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions or comments for our team on this item? All right, so let's see if there's a motion to amend the interest crediting and excess earnings policy with the proviso that the definitions will be amended to define board. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
All right, it's been moved. Candace, were you a second, I think?
Sure, I'll be a second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. To amend the interest crediting and excess earnings policy with the definition of board to be clarified. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarov.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Watts.
Aye.
All right, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you all for participating, and thank you, Paul and Andy.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Siegel will be leaving the meeting now. Thank you very much.
Great. Good to see you both. Be well.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Take care.